Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. At the outset, I would like to thank you for the initiative and attempts to find a way to move ahead on the agenda of the CD. We would also like to thank the four panelists for their statements. We agree without any doubt with the vision expressed by Ambassador Schneider to look at agenda items of the CD from a broader perspective. And from the point of view of Mexico, we should most importantly consider the catastrophic implications of the use of WMD and why nuclear disarmament is so important. We listened carefully to the presentations of Juan and Gabrielisi that agree that we should start negotiations on an MFCT in the near future and look at technical issues in line with the Shannon mandate. We also recognize the specific measures that were expressed by France and the United States and others to put an end to the production of fissile materials for nuclear explosive devices, with the understanding that any unilateral efforts will not affect in any way the need to have negotiations on an international instrument on these issues. We also recognize the value of the work of UNIDIR, and we thank them for the reminder of the importance of mainstreaming the gender perspective in the work of Disarmament Forum, and my delegation fully supports that. And we also should give due attention to studies on risk reduction. Mr. President, in order to prevent any bellicose conflict of a nuclear nature, we have to move forward in eliminating these weapons. Disarmament and nuclear nonproliferation are mutually reinforcing processes, because those do not proliferate, don't damage. And we need to take steps towards achieving a nuclear-free world. For this reason, we need a roadmap in this CD that is a necessary step to take other measures that will lead to elimination of these weapons, the prohibition of nuclear tests, and the prohibition of fissile materials for nuclear weapons and other explosive devices. My delegation believes that this is a very good roadmap that has led to the adoption on the CTBT, even though it faces certain problems for entry into force. And we are still awaiting for work and negotiations on an FMCT. My delegation is ready for such negotiations, and we're ready in a constructive spirit without prejudice to any decisions to look at different positions as provided for by the Shannon mandate on a non-discriminatory future legally binding multilateral instrument that includes an effective verification system based on principles of transparency and irreversibility on fissile material. Mexico also believes that in order to ensure that this future treaty will be a true contribution with value added towards disarmament, should include the elimination of the complete elimination of existing stocks that nuclear weapons states have today in order to achieve the objectives of both nonproliferation and disarmament. The inclusion of effective international measures of verification in an eventual treaty is crucial to build trust between parties, especially countries that do not have nuclear weapons, and to resolve the question of asymmetries and inequality that exists, that countries that agreed to the comprehensive safeguard systems of the IAEA. Also, we should avoid any competitive disadvantages in connection with development of national nuclear programs. It is necessary to put stockpiles of fissile materials under international control of a broad nature to avoid any risks of proliferation, and this is why we suggest that states make a declaration on all fissile materials in their possession and to place these materials under the comprehensive safeguard system. Also, it is necessary that such a treaty considers the prohibition of direct use of fissile material for the production of weapons and prohibit for transfers of fissile materials for purposes related to nuclear weapons. Also, any future treaty should include in fissile materials neptune and americium due to their fissionable nature and their possibility of their use for nuclear weapons. In line with its obligations as an NPT member state, Mexico prohibits the use of low-enriched uranium for peaceful purposes, and also the transfers of fissile materials to non-NPT member states and also for third countries for the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. States parties to NPT in the Action 15 in the 2010 review conference took some agreements that some decisions that are still in force. We believe that the reports of the GGEs and the preparatory group of experts are crucial inputs to move forward in the negotiations of an instrument, and we should seriously look at these documents here in the CD. Thank you very much.